Kim, you need to come this way. Grab your mic. Come here, Kim. Glenn, is your mic on?
Yeah.
Okay, come on out here. That's an old hymn, isn't it, Kim?
It is. But hey, we're young, huh, Kim?
Yes.
You guys are young. Yeah. All right, so we're going to do this again. Because I know that, you know, this is not going to throw you, is it?
No.
Nope? Okay. So you're going to start us, and Glenn and I are going to join in on that chorus, okay?
Okay.
All right, you do that?
Got it.
All right, here we go.
Grace, grace, God's grace, grace that will pardon and cleanse within. Grace, grace, God's grace, grace that is greater than all our sin.
Thank you very much. I just love that. I'm going to take that from you here, okay? All right, give her a hand. We're glad you're with us this morning. We appreciate you being here. You know, it's Christmas. We say it every week, and we mean it. You're not here by mistake. You're here by design. And God just thinks it's great we come together in a corporate way to worship. And as we come to Christmas, especially, you see the sign a child is born, and we're here to celebrate that child. You can bring it on up here, Paul. We're here to celebrate that, that the child is born, and as we look at that, and it's quick to say that, I mean, I know that we as parents and as people and adults, we'd say, well, it's really not all about the gifts, and it's really not all about the tinsel or the mall where you're waiting to get a parking lot or all the things that cause frustration or the 50% off all day at Target or, you know, Kohl's coupons, cash bucks, you know, all that kind of stuff. It's really not all about that. We would be quick to say that. And many of you would say, yes, it's, you know, really it's all about family. It's that we're here for family. And I sometimes cringe when people tell me it's all about family. And some of you are quick to tell me it's all about family. Because I think there's an operative question that needs to be asked. And that operative question is, what are you teaching your family? It can be all about family. But if all about family is all about you, then it's just selfishness. And it's really not all about family. It's about selfishness. And so as we come to this Sunday, as I look to this Sunday, and we've had the last 3 weeks we've had with Glenna and Paul and Ben sharing, and today is my time to share, and we wanted to see what was really going on with families, and as each shared, it was about the family and how they celebrate, and I thought about that, because when we say it's all about family, what do we really mean? Because for some, when it's all about family, it probably isn't the most positive thing, quite frankly. And what is it that you're teaching your family? And it may be all about family to you, but if your family becomes and takes priority over the issue of the Christ child being born and the relationship that we have, then we've really missed something. And this morning, we're going to take a time in just a moment. We're going to have those kids up here, and our toddlers are going to come in just a minute. We're going to sing. We're going to do some things. And then as we tell a story, and then I'm going to sing with my own grandkids as a generational issue, and I'll share that story with you. But the issue is, it is about family, but it's about God's family. It's about the family of God living within me, which makes me part of his family, and being a child of God. And amidst all of the gifts and amidst all of the trees and all of the frustration and all of the pressure, it's not just about family. It's what you're teaching your family. And you create the environment of that family, really, as Pastor Paul last week talked about Deuteronomy 6 when we did the child and the family dedication, that we're to pass it on from generation to generation. Unfortunately, the reality is most of the toys that we may buy for our kids, hopefully it lasts the day, much less the week. Some of the toys that you buy for your kids, they're going to like the box and the wrapping it came in better than the toy. But hopefully what we take more than just this day or this week, hopefully we are giving our families the foundation of faith that is about the Lord Jesus every day and every moment. Because that's really what it's all about. Stars, this morning, instead of going back, you're going to come up here and join me. So all the stars coming up, Pastor Ben, if you'll grab the toddlers out of the other room, Pastor Paul's going to give me a hand here. Come on up, all those who are stars. You're going to stand up here and face me out here. Oh, you left your shoe there. Come on, jump up here. Mr. Rich is going to help us here. Thank you, Mr. Rich. Okay, turn around, face me. There you go, Donnie. There you go. Thank you, Book. Nope, go right up there. All right, face me. Pastor Paul's going to hand out some instruments here. Come on. Come on up here. All right, come to the front. Woo! Somebody just fell off the back of the stage. Yeah, all right. That was Paul. Come on up. There you go. Yeah, come on up here. All right. Man, I hear somebody out there. Come on up. Come on down. Are they coming? Oh, here they come. All right, join up here in front. Oh, yeah, here. Turn around. Look at me. Face me. Here we go. Come on. Turn. No, right up here. Get on the stage, babe. All right. Oh, hey, JoJo. We got some M&Ms? We got some M&Ms? No, no, no. All right. Come on up here. Face me. We're coming. Here they come. Come on in. They're moving. All right. It's Christmas, right? Yeah. Right. What's your favorite Christmas song? What is it? What is it?
Rudolph.
Rudolph, what's your favorite song?
Rudolph.
Rudolph? That's not the answer I want. What's your favorite? What's your favorite Christmas song? Silent Night. Oh, that's beautiful, too. Oh, that one's going to cry. Okay, come on up here. Jump up here. Oh, I just smacked one in the head. Oh, Josie, look at that bow in your hair. That's a flower in your hair. All right. Oh, hi. Hi, Addie. What's your favorite song?
Rudolph.
Rudolph. Okay, yes. 12 Days of Christmas. We're not singing 12 Days of Christmas, okay? We're not going to do that. Donnie. Jingle Bells. I got the answer I want. Woo! How many kids did it take? All right, so all of you, come on up here. Come on. Come on. You can stand up there with them. Come on, Drew. You guys, yeah, stand up there. Oh, yeah, yeah. There you go. You're big kids. You're just big kids. All right, so what we're going to do is we're going to sing Jingle Bells, okay? We're going to sing Jingle Bells, and all that stuff that you've got going on in your hands, you're going to be using that, okay? We're going to hear that. But you got to sing as well. Okay, so everybody, hands out of their pockets. Put your hands up. Put your hands up. Ready? Everybody, we're going to sing. Miss Belinda, get us started. Jingle Bells. Here. Okay, you're going to sing it real loud. Here we go. Jingle Bells. Sing it. Go, Brinley. All right, so this time you're going to do it, and you did great, but we want to hear you. Bye. Look, bye, Titus. See you later. You can come right here. We'll let you stand here. Boy, you are your father's son. Let me just tell you right now. All right? Stay right here. We're going to sing again, okay, Josie? All right. This time you're going to sing really loud, right? All right? Just stay right there. Here we go. You're going to sing really loud. All right, here we go. Ready? Real loud.
Jingle.
There you go.
Jingle.
You're going to say Merry Christmas. I go one, two, three. You're going to say Merry Christmas real loud, all right? One, two, three.
Merry Christmas!
Okay, all the toddlers who are so excited to be here, you may leave now. Man, I won't. Yeah, yeah, give them a hand. All right, all the toddlers. All right, Pastor Paul, wherever you are, put those instruments back in the bucket that Pastor Paul had. All right, and then those of you who are, Brinley, you did so well. Did you do well? Oh, there you go. Here we go. Get Miss Brinley. There we go. Hi, Miss. Here we go. There you go, sweetie. All right. All right. The rest of you may turn around, and you're going to sit down right here on the stage. Here we go. Woohoo! All right. Matt, I need that book. Mr. Matt, somebody. Here we go. No, not yet. Okay. All right. Turn around here. Turn around and sit down. Donnie, don't sit down. Come here, Donnie. Stand up right here. No, you don't get to sit. Okay, okay. Sit down. Okay, so, all right, it's Christmas, right? Not so close, Donnie. All right, it's Christmas. Donnie, what do you want for Christmas? Can you hear me that mic right there? Whoa, I heard it. Did you hear it? Where's Oscar? Oscar, did you hear what he said? I don't know. That means it's carte blanche, nothing. That's what it means. All right? All right? All right. What do you want, Cole?
A Nintendo 3DS.
Oh, I just
Nintendo. Oh, you just got that. Well, you don't need that. All right. What do you want for Christmas?
A light doll, Lala Loopsy White.
A white doll, Lala Loopsy White. We have heard. It's a Christmas doll. It's a Lala Loopsy doll. Here, hold that mic. When they're going to speak, you go put that mic in their face. Go. Okay. Can you do this, Don? I know it's tough. It's, you know, what grade are you in?
Fourth.
You just hold that mic in their face when he's going to talk. Like I'm going to say, what do you want for Christmas? No, that's her. I want him. Hand up.
Legos.
Legos. Somebody else, what do you want for Christmas? All right. We just already said, okay, what do you want? Yeah. What do you want for
Christmas? Just to spend time with my family.
Oh. Well, your parents got off cheap.
Easy Bake Oven.
Wait, say again.
Easy Bake Oven.
Easy Bake Oven, which they're making gender neutral now, so anybody can own it. It's just great. All right. What do you want for Christmas?
A Razor electric scooter.
Razor electric scooter. That means you don't have to kick, it just goes? Yeah. Oh, baby.
I want to see Justin Bieber.
You want? and wait, Sam, tell everybody who your dad is. Who's your dad? Where's Pastor Ben's your dad? Hey, Sam, does Pastor Ben like Justin Bieber? No? Okay. So it must be your mommy does, huh? Oh, mommy likes it. All right, someone else, what do you want for Christmas?
A guitar.
A guitar. Oh, you need to see Pastor Paul about
that.
A
Furby. A Furby.
Furby? All right, stand back up here, Donnie. Okay. All right, Donnie, do you still want nothing for Christmas?
I guess, yeah.
I guess so. Okay, all right. All right, hand me your mic. All right. So nobody got, you can put your hand down. Okay. Nobody got, everybody, none of you here mentioned what everybody wanted in the last service. Do you remember what it was? It was a Wii U. Is that right?
Yeah.
Wii U. Everybody wanted a Wii U. That's what they wanted. It was a Wii U. All right, but it's Christmas, right? Let's leave it alone. It's Christmas, right? What's Christmas all about? What is Christmas all about? Cool. Dun, 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 dun,
Jesus.
Dun, dun. Jesus? That's a good answer about everything. What do the squirrels eat? Jesus. How do trees grow? Jesus. Yes, Addie, what is Christmas all about?
Jesus.
We got a theme going on here. All right. Here, what's Christmas all about?
Jesus' birthday.
Birthday, right. All right. You're about to say that? You're slow. All right. So, Jesus' birthday. And that was a very special night, wasn't it? Don't you think it was a very special night when Jesus was born? Absolutely, a very special night. It's his birthday. What are some other special nights? Do you know some other special nights, Cole? Your hand goes up no matter what. You better have an answer, huh? All right, we'll go on. All right, Sadie, what's his very special night? Your birthday. Do you know what just happens I'm thinking about? Is your birthday, okay? Yeah, then the night you were born. You can put your hand down. We're going to get in a routine here, buddy. We're work with me. Fall guy, flat guy. Here we go. All right. So where's your dad? There he is. All right. So, yeah, wave. Hi, Dad. All right. Shoot, just wait. Okay. All right. For this next job, you have to take your hands out of the pockets. Okay. Can you go like this? Thank you. On the night you were born, because there's a very special night. And on the night, you are now my helper. What did you just say? Yay? Yay? No, you can't bump me. I have to hold the book. All right. Okay. All right. Where? You want to bump too? Yeah. All right. Sit right here, sweetie. Sit right here. All right. Because on the night you were born, it was a very special night. Not just when Jesus was born, that was a very special night. But as well, the night you were born as little kids. How many of you remember if you were born at night or if you were born in the morning or during the day? How many of you were born at night? How many of you remember if you were born in the day? You? How many born in the afternoon? You? Oh, Donnie? Yeah, unfortunately, huh? No, on the night you were born. And it's very, okay, so listen. You can look at the book right here in the pictures, or you can look way up there, okay? Here it goes. It's talking about on the night you were born. On the night you were born, the moon smiled with such wonder that the stars peeked in to see you, and the night wind whispered, life will never be the same. Some of your parents said that same thing. Because there had never been anyone like you ever in the world. Do you realize there's no one like you? No one's exactly like you ever in the world. Boy, you've got the hang of it. You better not skip a page or you're in trouble. So enchanted with you were the wind and the rain that they whispered the sound of your wonderful name. Okay, I'm going to count to three because each of your names is wonderful and magical. When I count to three, real loud, I want you to just yell out your name, okay? Got it? When I count to three, you're going to yell out your name. You don't need to raise your hand. Just yell your name. You don't know your name? Nope, just first names. Good question. Thank you for playing. Okay? All right. All right. All right. Just your first name, okay? Unless you know your mother's social security number and those kind of things. Okay? We'll take that. Where's Amber? Okay. Yes. All right. All right. One, two, three. We're going to yell your name. Ready? You don't need to do this. There you go. Ready? One, two, three. Oh, we got them all. We got them all. There you go. That was the sound the wind made the night you were born. It sailed through the farmland, high on the breeze. Who in the world is exactly like you? Whoo, whoo, whoo. You can tell that I've read this to my grandkids. Okay? Over the ocean and through the trees until everyone heard it and everyone knew of the one and only ever you. You're getting good there. All right. How many ducks and geese? How many ducks are on that page, Regina? Right there. You didn't count them? There's seven. There you go. Okay. Not once had there been such eyes and such a nose and such wiggly, wonderful, silly wiggly, wonderful toes. In fact, I think I'll count to three so you can wiggle your toes for me. Ready? One, two, three. Wiggle the toes. Okay, we can't see your toes. How about your fingers? One, two, three, fingers. All right, you're holding the book. You're doing such a good job, and you don't want anything for Christmas, and your dad's off the hook. All right. Listen, when the polar bears heard, they danced until dawn. All right, do you think they danced a lot?
Yes.
Okay, I want you to stand up and dance. Turn around, dance. Stand up, dance. Dance. Come on, do a jig. Bust a move. Not you, Donnie. Bust a move. Okay, sit down. Sit down. Okay, the polar bears danced until dawn. From far away places, the geese flew home. The moon stayed up until morning next day. And none of the ladybugs flew away. Here we go. So whenever you doubt just how special you are, and you wonder who loves you, how much and how far, listen for geese honking high in the sky. They're singing a song to remember you by. Or notice the bears asleep at the zoo. It's because they've been dancing all night for you. Or drift off to sleep to the sound of the wind. Listen closely. It's whispering your name again. If the moon stays up until morning one day, or a ladybug lands and decides to stay, or a little bird sits at your window a while, it's because they're all hoping to see you smile. Can you all smile? Put a smile. There you go. A pretty smile. For never before in story or rhyme, not even once upon a time, has the world ever known a you, my friend, and it will never, not ever, again. Heaven blew every trumpet and played every horn on the wonderful, marvelous night you were born. You're getting away? Come on back here, Edith. All right, and the last page says, you are loved. Thank you. Give Donnie a big hand here. He helped me out. You can sit down now. So, you want the mic? Okay, can you stand right here? Okay. So, listen. Just listen. Hang on just a minute here. I'll stop holding you. Some of you know my relationship with my Addy doll. Yeah, it's tenuous at best, and we'll do this. So, it was very special the night you were born, and that's the message. Don't touch it. That's the message that you need to hear as kids growing up and as students, that your parents need to tell you that it's a very special time we celebrate Christmas because we celebrate the birth of the Christ child. But you were born and you're special, and Psalms 139 says your Father, your Heavenly Father, knows you and cares about you and loves you. And just as we celebrate Christ's birth on the issue of Christmas, that you are special as well and very important to Him in all that is done. And so He loves you today, and we love you. For those of us, we've talked about generation to generation, and my desire today was to speak of generation to generation. It is about family, but it's from generation to generation to generation. And so within all of this, I asked my granddaughters to sing with me today. I think we're going to get there.
My mommy used to sing with Poppy, and when she was a little girl, she sang with Poppy, and then now he asked us to sing with him.
Right. So when I was years ago, I won't say how many years ago that was because my daughter is in the front row, but years ago.
Bass Pro?
What's your favorite store? Bass Pro? Yeah. Give me Bump. Give me bump. There you go. We're dialed in now.
And it was a long line.
It was a long line?
Yes.
To see Santa.
So far away.
So far away?
And
hey, Addie. Your dad. Addie, look at Poppy. Hey.
Dad,
hey, Addie. You're talking like your mother now, okay? Okay. Addie, look at Poppy. Here, look at Poppy.
My sister.
I know it's your sister. Can Poppy go on now? Okay, thank you. All right. Okay. The reality is, years ago, I did a lot of traveling and singing in churches. And so one of those times, I had Erica at Christmas sing with me. And the generation from generation to the issue of passing down. And that's what family needs, not just about the memories, but about the times that we celebrate, not only just the memories we have, but celebrate Jesus. And that's what we're here to do. So we're going to sing a song. Glenna's going to help us out on the piano. And Miss Emery, you can sing right into here as well. See right here? And we're going to sing Silver Bells, because that's what your mommy and I sang a long time ago. And I messed up the words first service, and she corrected me. So hopefully we won't do that. Are you ready? Sing right in here. Right in there. Are you ready?
Silver bells.
No, we start with busy sidewalks.
Busy sidewalks. Dressed in holiday style. In the air there's a feeling of Christmas. Children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile. And on every street corner, you'll hear.
Here we go, Addie, ready?
Silver bells. It's Christmas time in the city. Ring a ring. Hear the ring.
The street lights,
even stoplights, blink them bright red and green as the shoppers rush home with their treasures.
Hear the snow crunch, hear the snow crush, see the kids brush. This is Santa's big scene,
and of all the bustle you'll hear.
Now, silver bells, come on now.
Silver bells. It's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling, hear them ring. Soon it will be Christmas Day.
Thank you. We say from generation to generation, and what's passed on for more than anything else than just silver bells is the faithfulness of our God. And we have a faithful God. Would you stand with us sing us as we close, O Come All Ye Faithful, and sing with us, please. And as we go out, understand how faithful God is right here. Thank you. Let's sing it together. Emery, no. O come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant, O come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, born the King of angels. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Yea, Lord, we greet thee, born this happy morning. Jesus, to thee be all glory give. Word of the Father, now in flesh appearing. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. As you go this season, as you go today, remember that a child is born. We celebrate his birth. But all of us are special. In God's eyes, he longs to have that relationship. Yes, sir, you want to say the last word? Mm-hmm. What would you like to say, Miss Addie?
Fresh
what?
Fresh Pro.
What? Oh, Bass Pro. That's where you want to go. At least it wasn't Costco to get a hot dog. What can I say? Have a great, great year. I'm going to ask you just as we, before we end, here we go. Before we load, all the kids, if you'll rush back to see Miss Laura in the back, she has candy canes for you all, okay? So all the kids, we're going to let you go right now. All the kids, rush to the back. You're going to get the candy cane going. Woohoo, there they go. Oh, Donnie, give me a bump. There you go. See ya. All right. Thanks for being here. Thanks. Have a great Christmas. Remember the faithfulness of God. Give somebody a hug as you get out of here. Welcome to Grace. Have a blessed Christmas. Blessings. Have a good day.